Thank you for calling Raleigh Durham Quick Dry, the only no-hidden fee, 100% natural Go Green carpet cleaner. One of our representatives will be right with you. Please hold.
Contact.
Well, Jim Cook, right? This is Paul. May I help you?
Hey, Paul. Sorry about that. The call disconnected.
Yeah, I did it. I'm telling you.
Oh, okay.
I won't even lie to you. When I went to go put it on, take it off of the swap, it, like, lost you somehow.
Oh, got you. Okay. I was going to message my IT guy, like, hey, my calls are dropping. You guys got to fix this. So I'm glad to know that. So,
Go ahead. So
real quick, Google Guaranteed, I'm sure you're already aware, but it's an amazing platform. I know Paul set you up on this, you know, Paul and Paul connection. And since we started, I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. Since we started this platform, we have 100% retention rate. So Google Guaranteed has been so productive for every one of my clients. Now, on the background check situation, so there's two entities, Paul, that run it, okay? Pinkerton is one of them. If Pinkerton did your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed. So you would have been good to go. Now, sometimes Google randomly selects Evident, okay? Evident is like a highly secure platform, but one thing they need for ID verification is for you to scan your driver's license, the front and back of it. And the reason
because this is the problem we've been having, okay? So let me just tell you so you could call them, okay?
Okay.
So 3 days ago, they sent me a link to do that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We tried to go to the link to do it, and we got an error message saying that there was something wrong with their site, and they're trying to fix the problem. Okay?
So okay. This is the first I've heard that. Okay. Go ahead.
We tried two more times that day. The same error message came up. Okay?
Okay.
The next day, we tried it again. Okay? Same error came up. And it's on their website because their name's down at the bottom of the error message. Okay?
Okay.
So we know it was their message that's coming up. It's not like a Google message, or it's not like a firewall trying to stop it going through or anything like that, okay?
Okay.
Yesterday what I did is I sent the stuff to Bonnie because I just got frustrated with it. I'll tell you honestly. It was like, screw it.
Okay? I would have been for sure.
Correct. Last night, they sent me another link, okay, which was different than the first one because, you know, it's a weird – they're weird letters, numbers, you know, all the way through the thing, right?
For sure.
Well, last time I punched that link and it actually opened up, which I was like shocked. Okay.
Perfect.
So I scanned the front and the back of the thing like it said to do, and it took it. Okay. But after I did that, it took me to another page, right, that had like five items on it that they wanted. Okay. So it was like, if you're in California, you have to do this. You know, it's their selling, you know, you're not allowed to sell their information, right? The second one was, if you're a resident of Ohio, something, 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 you need to check, you know, do this box, okay? The third one was like an arbitration agreement, okay? So I clicked on the arbitration agreement. I checked, you know, that we would accept arbitration. I'm a judge here in North Carolina, so I don't really care.
That's amazing. Okay.
Yeah, so I checked the little box saying we agreed, right? And it brought me back to the same screen. And then in the box off to the left, it had a little green check mark on it. Okay, so that must mean it was complete, I guess. Then I went down to the next one, which it wanted a Social Security number. Okay, well, I sent them the Social Security number already because that box was already checked. Okay.
Right, you did.
And then their very last And then their very last box on it was the ID part. Okay. And that box was checked. Okay.
Okay.
So then I looked just to see if there was like a go back button, a submission button, a whatever button on that page, and there's like nothing on that page. okay, to say they got the shit, they didn't get the shit, whatever, okay? So all I did from there was I exited out of my phone.
Right.
Okay?
Right, right.
So I don't even know if they got the crap or not, okay? It's not like we haven't been trying to send the stuff to them, because now
right.
it's 3 days worth of wasting the time. And Bonnie tells me, well, you know, you can't send your license to us and we can't send it to them and da 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 da. And I got like a little snippy because, you know, come on, I'm a judge and I don't like hearing attorneys
right.
give me any excuses. So I said to Bonnie, look, check with them and see if they got it. Number one. Okay.
Right.
Number two, if they got it, then we don't have a problem. If they haven't gotten it after three times trying, they need to send me an email directly to my email at the courthouse and tell me exactly how to download their crap. Because I'm only going to do it one more time. After the next time I do it and they don't get it, you guys are going to give me my $250 back. Because really, I'm trying to do all this work and I paid you guys to really handle it. And it's not getting
Absolutely.
Handled. Correct.
Okay. Let me,
so that's what I told Bonnie. Yeah.
I have not received it right because.
And they're just a pain in the ass, you know, this evidence or whatever.
Yeah, you know, I typically don't have issues with them. This is the first I've heard of it, but it might be because we sent an email. All my clients, it's sent on a text that
right.
they click. And the reason what Bonnie was trying to more than likely explain is so evident, they require it to be a scan. And that way, like, if you have a hold, and I know you wouldn't do this, you're a judge, you know what I'm saying? But that way, somebody, if they have a hold of their driver's license or something, they're not able to submit their stuff. So it's just like a security precaution by evident, but I understand 100% your frustration. I'd feel the same way, you know?
And like I said, it scanned it into the phone, scanned it
right.
just fine, okay?
Right.
And I saw it because I got it into their program because, you know, they say, I don't know if you know their program or not, but it says, you know, scan front of the card, right? Or
right.
front of the driver's license.
Yes.
You hit the little camera, and it goes right to my camera. I took a really clear picture of it, and then, you know, it says at the bottom, retry or okay. I said okay, and it put it right into that box where it was supposed to go. Then
right.
I scrolled down a little bit, and then it's the back of the one. I hit the camera, made sure it was really clear so they could see it, pushed
right.
the button, and I hit okay. And then it went to that second screen asking for the other two things. So, but at that point, I would have assumed it would have said submit or whatever, but I'm not a tech guy, you know, an IT tech guy at all. So it may have just scanned it and sent it automatically. You know, I mean, it's possible, I guess.
Right. Usually it gives you a confirmation, I believe, but, give me one second.
Well,
I'm
that's
happy.
What I
basically, he's
yeah. And the driver's license that I scanned, hold on, let me tell you, it's in Greg Selig. He's the owner of the company.
Got you.
This is my brother, you know. And my brother works for the United States federal government, and he has top clearance. So I'm sure that they ain't going to have any problems. But he's retiring.
Okay, so let me – hold on. So it didn't go through for some reason, okay? So what I'm going to do, I want to – and I understand it's kind of frustrating. I want you to give this another attempt right now. I'm going to – is this a cell phone, the 919-500-7516?
No, it is not.
Okay, so that might be part of the issue. Yeah.
No, they sent the link to my other phone, the 919-332-0571 number.
0571. Okay, so 919-332-0571. Is that correct?
And that's the one. Yep, and that's the one I did last night.
Okay. Please send.
Yeah. So let me look at the phone number. Maybe if it came, the phone number it would have come from is 919-332-0571.
Okay. So I'm going to have, so Bonnie, I'm messaging her right now. She's going to have that link re-trigger to the right cell phone, the 919-332-0571. If it does not go through on this one, okay, she told me it's done, so it should be coming through here shortly, okay? If it does,
I have the, yeah.
You just got the new text?
Yeah, I just got the new text, just like last night's text. But now you're going to have to wait till he gets home because he's home already. So,
oh,
you know,
I'm sorry. I thought you were ready to do now. Okay, okay. Because the links, they expire. So that might be what happened too. So what time? Yeah, that might be what happened. Okay. So what we're going to do, we're going to attempt it. I'm going to call you back when you're with him, right? I'm going to have it re-triggered at that time. That way there's no expiration. And here's the thing. If that doesn't go through, because we know it's not expired, it'll be triggered right away, should go through, you should get a confirmation. If it doesn't go through, I'm going to escalate this to our Google support rep. Like, we have a rep dedicated to our company, and we'll try to switch it to Pinkerton. But I know we really got to see what's going on with Ebony. I think the link was expired is what happened. So what time are you going to be with your brother?
I should be with him around, I don't have no idea. How
we're
long
here
is
till
the link?
7. We're here until 7 p.m.
No, no. I mean, yeah, but you're on Pacific Standard Time, so I really don't care. You guys are okay.
Right.
You're in California, right?
Yeah, we're in California. I'm from Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach. Oh, please. I used to live in Malibu, and I still have a house in Malibu. All my family's from California.
Oh, that's right.
Malibu's
beautiful.
Let me tell you something right now. If you're not nice to me, I'm going to tell Paul to make you go sit on the 405 parking lot.
I will be nice to you. I promise you, brother. I got you. I really believe in this program. Like, I would sign my grandmother up on this. You know, like, it's amazing, you know.
Let me ask you. Do you know how long these links expire? I mean, what the time limit is? Or is it, like, really, like, 30 minutes?
Yeah, I believe it's 30 minutes. I could check, though, how long did the links expire.
Let me do this. Give me your phone number and your extension, and as soon as I'm with him, I will call you.
Yes.
Because then you don't have to call me, like, at 3 o'clock today, which is 6 o'clock here, and I'm saying he's not home yet. And then, you know, 7 o'clock, and he's not home yet. As soon as he gets here, I'll call you, and you could go ahead and send the link. And I'll do it right when you're on the phone.
That's perfect. Okay, so I'm going to send you right now via text message my direct line and extension. Okay? When you call, okay, since we don't have, like, a scheduled time, right, if I'm not on the phone, I answer my calls live, right? If I am on the phone, I'll shoot you a text because I know how important this is even while I'm on the phone, and I'm going to call you as soon as I'm off the phone with that client, okay?
Perfect. That's not a problem. He's here between 5:30 and 7 o'clock.
Perfect.
Depending on what he did, okay? So – because today's not a Monday, it's not going to be a really busy day for him. So I'm assuming he's going to be here a little earlier, but I just don't want to tell you that. And remember, we're 3 hours ahead of you anyway.
Right, right, right. So, yeah, just once you guys are together, you talk to him, just give me a call. Bam, we'll trigger that text. We'll get it scanned, get it over, and get you approved for this platform. Okay? Wham, bam,
perfect.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
That's so cool. You're a judge too. That's amazing. So is this like a?
You were the only smart one because Bonnie didn't even know why it's not going through. Okay, and you're saying, "Oh, wait a minute! I can tell you right now. The links were expired by the time that."
Yeah.
Of course, because they sent it to me in the morning. He got home at night. I said, give it to me because it's now on my phone, so I could do it straight from my phone, and not a problem. So that's
Bonnie,
what it is. I'm telling
in
you.
The background, Bonnie's great. She used to be on our Facebook department, though, right? So she's one of our newer Google Guaranteed techs. So I'm going to get with her.
Right.
I'll let her know the situation. That way – you know, like, these type of things have to happen for us to learn, right? Even though it was gone over in training, but You know, so I could let her know, hey, listen, that link's going to expire, you know. And 50% of the time it's Pinkerton, so we don't even have to worry about it. But the other 50% is Evident, where that scan, that ID has to be scanned, like, before the link expires, you know. So super easy fix, but I'll get with her, and I appreciate your patience with us, and we're definitely going to make this happen for you, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you, buddy. I'll talk to you sometime this afternoon.
Yeah, no problem at all, Paul. I'll talk to you later today, okay? Have a great rest of your day, sir. Your honor.
<Thank you.
laughs> All right, Paul.
Have a good day.
You too, brother. Bye.